Hi, folks. You are watching and listening to Sipping Off the Cuff on Tequila Aficionado Media on all of our channels and networks. I'm Mike Morales here in Southern California. That guy out there is
even more Southern California, and I'm Dave Dinius.
So Dave and I are kind of beside ourselves because we are going through a legacy brand of Dulce Vida.
Dulce Vida.
Now, we mentioned in the Blanco category that this is, yeah, I love that. You know what? Your tattoo looks a lot like that.
It kind of does.
Yeah, see, I thought that was like the same thing. You know, you could actually, this would be a great tattoo, wouldn't it?
I thought about that. It's like that. Something.
Maybe on your calf or something. You and Matt Metris.
Yeah, I know.
Matt's got, I don't think he's got any more space left on his body.
Oh, he's got space.
Oh, yeah, I bet he does. But anyway, so this is the
Reposado.
This is the Reposado. And I asked Dave, I go, why does it look green? And I think the bottle is recycled glass.
I think it's just the labels. That's what I think.
Okay, well, you know what? I just broke the seal off mine. We're going to pour it. And these corks really seal, folks. They're great.
Oh, it didn't pop as good as the Blanco.
That Blanco was even hard to go back in. Well, I'm going to pour mine in a Stasol Jarrito for Mezcal because I like doing that with repos.
I'll do that.
I want to see. First of all, it doesn't look like it's been aged a whole lot.
Oh, shit. Heavy pour.
Careful. Hey. That's okay. We're not a family, you know. It's 21 or over, folks. That's it.
21 or over, yes.
If you're not used to that, then you know what? Scroll along, okay? Scroll up. Swipe left. Whatever you do with YouTube. Okay. If you're listening to us on the podcast, suck it up. Okay,
here we go. We got the 80 proof here, the Reposado.
Yes. It's fairly light too, Dave.
It is, but it's not green.
No, it's not. That's why I'm saying the bottle's got to be recycled because we see a lot of mezcals that come in. You know, the recycled glass has got that green tinge.
It's got enough green on the label that could just.
You think that could be it?
I think so. I think it could be your eyes messing with you because it's green. Well,
you know, sometimes we get those labels that are see-through labels. And they color the liquid, and so it makes it look darker on the shell.
Tears and legs, just like the
bottle. Look how thick they are, man!
Just popping.
These are thick legs and tears.
Yes, they are. More leggy than tears. The Blanco left a lot more of the tears. This is not quite as much on the tears, but definitely is leggy. Nice light color.
Okay, now here's the kicker, Dave. The Blanco came from one distillery. As we discussed in the Blanco, they're using two separate distilleries now. They're both very small. The original distillery is where the Blanco came from, which is where they're making Don Pilar and a couple of other brands that we know of. No, that one's coming from the smaller one. This is coming from the bigger one, I believe. Hang on. Let me check.
Let me check my gnome list.
Okay.
You might be backwards.
Might be backwards. 1443 is the original distillery. And 1443.
That's the bigger of the two.
And so this is the original distillery. They're still making it. And according to the rules and regulations of the CRT, as long as there's still product on the shelf, you can leave it on that gnome list. It's, you know, forever. Mm-hmm. So it is still listed as being made there, as well as a few other brands, maybe less than 10 brands that are there right now.
Yeah.
And so what I'm wondering is, what Blanco are they using? Because we know the Blanco is coming from one distillery and the Reposado is coming, you know, resting it in barrels there. I don't know why. I don't know.
I don't know either.
They have a bigger warehouse to rest, you know. Dulce Vida has a huge, large distribution now.
Very large.
Since leaving that original distillery. So I'd imagine that they gotta have a lot of space to hold their barrels. Okay, I'm still getting a lot of Blanco nose on this. A lot of citrus notes.
Yep, a lot of the peppery citrus. Yes. Little bit of wood in there. You can tell. It's been rested.
I'm getting more alcohol too. Are you? And this is a wider mouth. You know, the wider mouth surface. I'm sensing more alcohol on this one.
It could be the alcohol in there.
Wow. Yeah. Well, the wood's bringing that up. I think the extra layer of complexity with the wood is helping that.
Yep. Citrus, pepper.
It's still
agave pepper.
Yeah. The complexity of the Blanco is still there. It's almost like primary. The wood notes are secondary, very, very, you know, well, offhand, Dave, does it tell us how long they're being aged in the repo?
Actually, it does. And you might be surprised. 11 months.
What? These barrels have got to be beat up.
That's my guess.
It's like a G4 Toralta. Mm-hmm. You know, the barrels have to be completely distressed.
I knew exactly what you were getting at there.
Okay. So. Yeah, for those of you who are listening and watching and don't understand what I mean, the distressed barrels, in other words, they've been used more than once, probably 4 or 5 times.
They got nothing to give up.
Yeah. And that's an old school mentality because mm-hmm. what you want is you want to bring out the beauty of the agave, because again, this is a organic and double kosher. I just figured it. No, double organic and kosher tequila. So it has to meet up to certain standards, you know, and so you don't want it. If the agave is this good, you don't want it to be masked by the wood. You want it just round out the edges, right?
Right. That's all you really want to do.
There you go.
Putting in the American bourbon whiskey barrels.
Okay, so bourbon's going to give it a little bit more of a bite at the end, in my opinion, which I'm okay with.
It feels nice. This is a nice smelling repo.
Yeah. I'm finally getting more wood now. It wasn't opening up for me earlier on.
Mm-hmm.
And we just broke the seal off of ours, folks. They've only been sitting on our floor for maybe a week and a half.
Maybe. But yeah, just broke it.
There's a mellowness to I would say that the fruity notes that we got on the Blanco have been mellowed down a little bit.
But they're still there.
Yeah.
Everything's taken down just a little because it's rested.
11 months?
What it says on their website.
Really?
Really.
All right, you know what? Let's dive in and see what it tastes like, shall we? Here we go.
Let's go. Wow. Again, the agave sweetness up front, swallow, that spiciness from... I think it's a combination now, the barrel and the agave, that pepper kind of boom in the back. I'm getting a little sweet after lingering in the back.
Much longer finish.
It's not doing the one.
I'm getting a longer. Well, for me, I'm getting a longer finish. I totally agree with everything you said.
I taste it more, you know, in my mouth, on my palate, than I do down here.
Right. Okay.
I'm not getting that warm.
The long, warm, fuzzy.
Right.
Yeah, I get that with a nice with long bourbon.
Finish on my palate.
Now, I understand now why they're using the beat up barrels, because it's still imparting, you know, the peppery that you got on the Blanco has turned into like a little bit of a hot cinnamon. It was hotter for me.
Yeah.
It was the lip numbness and gum numbness was warmer, hotter, more intense. The finish was warmer and more intense. The barrels are still imparting something into this Blanco.
Yeah, because I can get a touch of the wood.
Yeah, but it's very minor.
It's yeah, and it's kind of at the end. It's not so much up front. It was
Oh my God, the lip numbness is still going. It's still going. What these barrels, and again, it's bourbon. So the finish is the wood, the impart, the characters it's imparting, the spiciness it's imparting mm-hmm. are going to be different than from whiskey.
Oh yeah.
Than straight Tennessee. Well, this is, let's see, it's Tennessee whiskey and Kentucky bourbon. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, they kind of dovetail together. But there is a difference. And yes, is. Yeah, and they can only use rare barrels one time. And then the secondary market is where they get beat up like this. And it wouldn't even surprise me, Dave, that these are the same barrels that they're using to rest that five-year-old I talk about. That five-year barrel strength.
That five-year, yeah.
Organic that I still have a sealed bottle of that. One of the finest extra añejos on the market, if you can find it.
If you can find it.
But they're probably, you know, at this point, they're reusing their own barrels again, right? Because you've got more distribution. You got two distilleries working with you. You have, you're resting a lot more of these. So it wouldn't surprise me they're using their own barrels, which is great. But they still got something in it because the spiciness that I'm getting that's adding to the complexity of the Blanco already. Damn, you know what? I know you don't do cigars. This would be a great cigar. Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. Brand of Promise nominee. In fact, I just dropped mine. Hang on. My little paddle, it fell off my table. There it goes. Brand of Promise nominee in the Reposado. This is still 80 proof. It's the 80 proof line, folks.
Looks like 30, 35 bucks.
Jesus. How are they doing this?
Don't know.
How are you getting this kind of character with that kind of pricing?
I don't know. There is a lot of character, like you just said. It's like, wow.
Dave, we've been doing a lot. You know, we've been tasting. We generally taste a lot of startup brands. You know, a lot of brands that are not necessarily buying agave on the open market.
Mm.
And their pricing is a little bit higher for this kind of quality. And this is the complete opposite. You're getting this kind of quality and character, and the pricing is...
Yeah, it doesn't seem that expensive.
Again, for kicks and giggles, can we find a pricing for the 100 for the barrel strength? At
that one...
Do they even carry it anymore?
I don't know. I didn't see anything for the 100 proof Reposado.
The agave got mellower. The fresh agave, the baked agave, they're using autoclaves. From that autoclave has now mellowed out, and it's giving it more of a... Dude, I'm getting like a cooking banana, not banana. This is more of a plantain. It's more of a they're not as sweet.
I get more plantains then, I guess.
Okay, I know. I'm gonna have to take you to a bodega. You and I have to go bodega shopping so you can have an idea of what those, you know, they're called plátanos machos in whatever store you go into, and they're not very sweet. The ones that are maduros are the ones that have been, they look beat up. They look like they got all kinds of bruises on them. Right. Those are the ones you deep fry because they taste really sweet. These you don't. So this is more of a what they call a cooking banana that you can boil and just serve plain. It's not very sweet, but it's got kind of there's a mellowness and denseness that's fruity, but not overly fruity. It's more like a melon. Let's put it that way. It's more like a, it's like a, it's like a, a cantaloupe that's not just ripe yet. you know, like you think it's ripe.
That I've had.
Okay. Or a honeydew that's not as honeydewish. You know what I mean? And that's what this tastes like. It's like it's just borderline getting sweet, but not really.
You know? There's a touch of sweetness there, but I think it's coming from the agave, and it's very nice. It really is.
Oh yeah.
It's got a spiciness to it that's just incredible.
Love the spiciness coming through it. Love it. Love it. Again, great character. We found out when we looked at it offline, there is another seal that I could not identify. So I had to go out online to find it. It is kosher, USDA certified, and it is German certified organic. And that is to appease the European market, the German. And I wrote the book on organic and kosher. So that European, the German organic certifying agency is one of the most stringent agencies in the world. They actually invented the organic category for the rest of the world. And that's when the USDA said, well, we want part of that because
hey, we want to charge for that.
But yeah, so they are certified organic in Europe and in the United States.
Yep.
So it's a double organic certification. These guys are not fooling around. I'm impressed. It's impressed as hell. What did you say the pricing was again?
I forgot already. 30, 35 bucks, somewhere in there.
Are you nuts?
Yeah.
I said back up the truck for the Blanco. Back up the truck for the Repo too while you're at it.
Yeah, I seen 35. So yeah, 30, 35.
It is still a lot of agave character.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for more wood, your oak heads might be a little disappointed.
And we'll find out on the Añejo.
On the Añejo, right. But I love the spiciness. It's turned into from pepper to more like a hot cinnamon. And I'm talking about hot. This is not a wussy tequila.
Yeah, they tried to keep it up there with, I think, the 100 proof. I think it was their intention was to keep some of that character that the 100 proof gave and just tone it down on the proof a little bit and still have some of that character.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't see when the new company bought it, Milestone, and I said they dumbed it down. I didn't, you know, some brands will do that and that's okay. You're expanding your line, but they didn't dumb down the flavor. And that's what I'm really impressed with. It's got some
flavors.
The flavor is there. Mm.
Dulce vida.
Go get it, folks.
Reposado.
All day long. The Repo and the Blanco.
It'll stand up in a cocktail. You can sip it.
You can margarita, summertime is coming.
Cigar.
I don't know about the cigar. I'm not too sure yet, but I'm going to find out with the Añejo.
Okay.
I know
with the cigar.
100 proof, the still strength we're talking about, the still strength 5-year-old, is very difficult to pair with a cigar because it's still strength. It's been sitting in a barrel for 5 years. So you got to, if you're going to pair it with something, the cigar has to stand up to the intensity of the barrel strength.
Yeah.
So I'm really anxious to see what the Añejo is all about, but that's our take on the Reposado. Folks, you've been watching, listening to Sipping Up the Cup on Tequila Aficionado Media, all of our channels and networks. Please subscribe to us. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit the notification bell, give us a like, share with all your Oakhead friends. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. And you know what, Dave? Tell everybody what your handle is on Instagram so they can follow you too.
At NV Tequila.
NV. Those are the initials. NV. And what does it stand for?
Nevada. NV.
NV. That explains the map or the what is that? That's a piece of metal that you have behind you there.
Yes, that's my Nevada roots.
Yeah, his Nevada roots. He's from Reno.
Tequila.
For those of you who have been watching us for a long time, you know Dave's from Reno. And Dave's been around now, so but he's enjoying his time in Southern California. But anyway, that's our take. Again, I'm in Southern California. Dave is where?
I'm in Vista, California.
And you've been watching and listening to Sipping Off the Cuff on Tequila Aficionado Media, all of our channels and networks. Hey, wherever you're listening to us on the podcast, Spotify, iTunes, whatever, subscribe. And whatever you do, subscribe sabiamente.
Wisely.